With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A judge has altered former President Donald Trump's gag order in his New York criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Just ahead of this week's presidential debate, Manhattan Judge Juan Marchand cleared the way for Trump to comment publicly about witnesses and jurors in the criminal trial that led to his felony conviction. In his ruling, the judge wrote that the gag order was meant to protect the integrity of the judicial proceedings. But now that the trial is over, those protections are no longer necessary. However, the former president is still barred from talking about court staffers, the prosecution team, and their families until he is sentenced next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, North Korea has attempted to launch another suspected ballistic missile.
In the latest in a series of weapons demonstrations by the North, South Korea says that North Korea fired another ballistic missile into their eastern waters, but says the launch likely ended in failure. No details were given on why that assessment was made. South Korea also says that North Korea floated balloons likely carrying trash across the border for a second consecutive day. The launch comes after a new security agreement between North Korea and Russia, and as the United States, South Korea, and Japan are about to start a new round of trilateral military training exercises. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Brazil's Supreme Court has voted to decriminalize possession of marijuana for personal use. That makes Brazil one of the last countries in Latin America to do so and could reduce its massive prison population. With final votes cast Tuesday, the majority of the 11-person court voted in favor of decriminalization. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham wrapping up a big trip to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist preached the gospel to some 7,000 people in Glasgow over the weekend. Earlier this month, he held a similar event in Birmingham. Meanwhile, in the UK, Graham is also announcing he's starting a new fund to defend religious freedom in the British Isles. There are growing concerns in England and Scotland about new hate crimes laws that would threaten Christians' right to talk about their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, pro-family advocates, and conservatives reacting with mixed feelings to the Supreme Court's decision to take up the issue of transgenderism. Some are welcoming the High Court's plan to consider a Biden administration challenge to Tennessee laws, a law barring the use of puberty blockers that to help a child live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Intense fighting in Myanmar between rebel forces and the army near what was the country's top beach destination.
The Arakan army launched an offensive against the Burmese military in the state of Rakhine in November and has taken a number of towns. There's now fighting near Napoli, famed for its sandy beaches and clear waters. The resort town was once a top destination for international travellers, but the tourism sector in Myanmar has been virtually wiped out since the coup by the army 3 years ago.
That is BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting. First UN-backed contingent of foreign police officers arriving in Haiti 2 years after that country urgently requested help. Hundreds of officers from Kenya have landed in Port-au-Prince, not immediately known what their first assignment would be. More details at SRNnews.com.